If capitalism is fair, then unionism must be. If men have a right to capitalize their ideas and the resources of their country, then that implies the right of men to capitalize their labor. Quotation by Frank Lloyd Wright, architect, writer, and educator. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history. Wednesday, January 20th. At the height of the Red Scare on this day in 1920, 4,000 foreign-born labor organizers and union members were falsely accused of communism and arrested for radical activities. Over 500 of them were later deported. Hitler enacted the Act on the Regulation of National Labor, replacing all union collective bargaining agreements on this day in 1934. The Act read, in part, "The leader of the plant makes the decisions for the employees and laborers. They owe him faithfulness." Fascist governments are always against worker-led unions and can be identified by their strong desire to destroy unions. Thursday, January 21st. Over 750,000 steelworkers walked out in 30 states on this day in 1946, the largest strike in U.S. history to that time. American capitalists used World War II as an excuse to exploit workers and keep wages low, even as profits were higher than ever. 600 police attacked and beat unarmed picketing longshoremen in Charleston, South Carolina on this day in the year 2000. Friday, January 22nd. Indian field hands at the San Juan Capistrano Mission refused to work on this day in 1826. Engaging in what was probably the first farm workers' strike in California. The United Mine Workers of America was founded in Columbus, Ohio on this day in 1890. It resulted from the merger of the Knights of Labor Trade Assembly No. 135 and the National Progressive Miners Union. Saturday, January 23rd, 10,000 clothing workers struck for the 8-hour day and union recognition in Rochester, New York. On this day in 1913, mounted police charged the strikers and arrested picketers. Many were wounded over the course of the strike, and one worker, 18-year-old Ida Bremen, was shot and killed by a sweatshop contractor. The strike was called off in April after manufacturers agreed not to discriminate against workers for joining a union. Joe Hill's song, "Mr. Block," first appeared in the Wobbly newspaper in the Industrial Worker on this day in 1913. Created by Ernest Ribe, the cartoon character Mr. Block owns nothing, yet he speaks and thinks from the standpoint of the millionaire. He is the personification of all that a worker should not be. Sunday, January 24th. 3,000 were arrested during the first Red Scare, known as the Palmer Raids, on this day in 1920. They were held without cause or warrants as their homes, businesses, and union offices were invaded and destroyed. Led by Attorney General Palmer, federal agents rounded up large groups of individuals falsely accused of communism. The United Auto Workers organized their first aircraft local on this day in 1937. Monday, January 25th. The Sheet Metal Workers International Association was founded in Toledo, Ohio on this day in 1889, originally incorporated as the 10 Sheet Iron and Cornice Workers International Association. The Supreme Court upheld Yellow Dog employment contracts on this day in 1915, which forbid membership in labor unions. Yellow Dog contracts remained legal until 1932. Tuesday, January 26th, Congress passed an act forbidding corporations from contributing to election campaigns for national office on this day in 1907. American companies announced nearly 60,000 layoffs on this day in 2009. as the recession that began during the George W. Bush presidency became the Great Recession. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KVMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating a hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find.